And what do you call the overlapping boards on the side of a house that are like this?
Ceiling.
Well, wait a minute.
Weather board. Weather board.
What's ceiling?
Ceiling inside the house.
Oh, the...
That's paneling there, but you know, what room you ever see? I mean, that's about what you call ceiling there. But weather board is you lap one plank over the other a little bit.
So the rain doesn't get in.
That's right.
Okay.
But it'd be more, wouldn't be had a hole in it, it'd be tongue and groove.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that's about what you call ceiling.
Okay. And what do you call this place that we're sitting in now?
Porch.
Okay. And, If you had a small porch that didn't have a roof, do you have another name for that?
Okay.
And what do you call a small fenced area near a barn where the cows are put before milking?
Lot.
And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A fence made out of that. Oh, we call it a wall.
And what do you call a large wooden vessel about, that big, that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it?
Water bucket.
Okay. What do you call it if it's made out of metal?
Water bucket, I don't know.
Okay.
Now, you know, it's different there somewhere already, but either one of them you call it, people call them pails. Water pail or something like that, but I always call them water bucket. You know, it used to have them. Well, when I was a boy, it wasn't nothing but them. You know, cedar. They was made out of cedar, these buckets, water buckets. Most of them made out of cedar. Then they got to the zinc, or what do you call it, tin.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they still use the cedar buckets?
Yes, ma'am, it's some. They made just like that young one that have a handle on it.
Oh, yeah. Is that a rubber plant?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes, it looks like it wouldn't die, but she does. But I drank water out of them buckets all my life. Till I married, my dad always had a wooden bucket. You know, he drank he better than out of a tin bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You ever drank out of one?
Uh-huh. Out of a tin one, too.
Yes, that ain't too much. But people got where they had water works, and just let them go. You got to keep water in them.
Oh. Yeah, so it
don't they
die.
Fall, yes.
Yeah.
I got two wood buckets out there to whip. You know, of course, fish come in it, you know, mackerel fish.
Uh-huh.
You never didn't know that? Boy, I got a bigger than a little, big bucket, where the mackerel fish come in and you use the fish out, you got to keep water in them, though. Don't they go fall. In the wash tub, you know, what you used to wash in, it'd be a barrel, you know, cut half in two.
Uh-huh.
In wood.
How big a
barrel? Oh, 100-gallon barrel.
Oh, I don't think
yes,
I've ever seen one,
eh? Yes, ma'am. You know, big old barrel, you can't reach around one. And it's so in two, and that's what you tub of your head to wash it.
Very good. Get two out of one, then.
Yes. Well, I was a good size boy before I seen 10 of them.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, heap people call them skitter. Some of them call it a frying pan.
What do you say?
We call it a frying pan.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about the thing at the sink where you turn the water on and off?
Well, we call it a hole.
A
what? No, I'm wrong. I don't know. Well, all of us got them. I don't know what you call it.
What'd you call
faucet?
It? Oh, okay. Do you call it the same thing if it's on a barrel?
I know you know it's been faucet put in the barrel, you know, when you go there and draw water. That's what we call it.
What about if it's out in the yard, say in your garden?
Well, you say you go to the faucet, that's like you say go to the faucet out there at the well.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm. And when you buy some cans of food at the store, what do they put them in for you to carry them home?
Sack, paper sack.
Okay.